Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, yesterday morning, I introduced to you missionary Noah Bake, and he and his wife, Catherine, and their son are headed to Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo. It all depends on the politics out there at any given time. I asked him yesterday at the end of the program, and we'll pick back up there, how he found out about BIMI, and he said one of our directors called him. But pick that story up and tell us a little more, Noah.
So I was at, as you asked me yesterday, I was at my wife's church. I had been there a year or two, and somebody, the Akuakus, who is a BIMI missionary, called me out of the blue and said, a friend of yours that you knew as a teenager gave me your number, and I think you'd be a good match for BIMI, and I'd like your permission to give your number to Brother Bowman. And I thought that was very strange that this has happened out of the blue, you know, and whenever something like that happens in life that I have no control over, it just happens like that, I take that very seriously. So I told him, go ahead and do that, and Brother Bowman called me, and to be perfectly honest with you, I expected a very different conversation than what I got. But I really enjoy talking with Brother Bowman. I talked to him for about 2 hours on the phone. And we had a great, great little thing there. And it wasn't right away. I was called, but didn't have my stuff secured and what we're going to do for missions yet. But over the course of the next couple of years, Lord really put it on my heart that we were going to be called and go out through BIMI. And then just in June, we got approved for that.
That's great. And of course, at BIMI, we don't call people. And we don't send them, really. They're sent from their local church. But we're right there from the time they have some interest to kind of take them by the hand and walk them along and answer questions and take them out. And I think you and your wife have been with Brother Bowman out to Africa to visit.
Yes, sir. Yes, we went out last April to go visit. We went to the border of Congo and we saw the pygmy tribes that are there and things. And we had a good time there, really shoring up our calling as well.
So let's back up on this thing and talk a little bit about God's called you, obviously, to Africa. When did all that start in your life?
So, yeah, I believe this happens two ways. Sometimes it happens suddenly and it's like there's a house been put on your shoulder and you know what's going on. Sometimes it happens in steps. And I think in our case, it happened in steps. I was called as a very young man. I was still a minor. God told me I was going to missions, but he didn't give me a specific placement. There have been steps along the way that God's given me little piece. When I was in college, I took a lot of trips. Most of my trips, I couldn't get them set up unless they were Africa, you know, and then over time, it's just become more and more specific with each thing that comes along. I had to get married too. You know, the Lord has a plan, you know.
I think you're very right. And it may be the more rare time when it's happened suddenly.
Yes.
My wife and I, we were both surrendered to missions before we got married, but we had no idea where. And every time we heard a missionary, we wanted to go there. And we would have gone if that was God's direction, but it was some time later when I was in Bible school reading a little article about the need to reach Muslim people in the Sahara, and God used that. And once that happened, we prayed about it, surrendered to it. We never doubted it, but God's leading in your life often is step by step like that. So you went out to Africa, and how long did you all stay on your trip?
That trip was just about 2 weeks long.
Okay. Well, I think tomorrow when we come back, we're going to have Brother Bake tell us about their trip. I've been there too, so we'll have him tell us about that part of the world and how that trip went and what God did in their lives. And I would ask that you pray for them as they raise their support. They're on deputation right now, headed to reach the lost people there in Central Africa.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.